Ba-dum, bum, 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 bum. Oh. You're about to step into the Carrie and Tommy catch-up. Why not step up into the Toyota Corolla and get ready for life's great adventures? Toyota means business. Now on. Search Toyota Value for more.
Oh, the middle of the week, it is here, and so is Carrie Bickmore.
Notice what he said. Middle of the week.
Yeah, no hump day reference. No hump day. Until just
Yay!
Then.
I love today. I love a cupboard performance day.
Yes, I do love a cupboard. Oh, God, that's hard for me to say.
Cupboard performance.
I love a
cupboard performance day.
Yes, and today we've got the Rubens. I love the Rubens. If you haven't.
Some of the Rubens right here.
Yeah. Such good tunes. And particularly fun today because they're playing a song for us. It's called Never Ever, and it's fun because they've never ever played it on radio before. And they were having a whirl earlier because they've got to make it, of course, radio friendly.
They do.
And this is how that went.
I was thinking about it. We're going to have to do this again.
We're going to say loving instead.
So
when it happened, I was thinking, oh, are they going to be able to do that later?
Yeah.
Pretty risky for our time slot.
I was into it. I was like, yeah, okay, we're getting loose in the last week before holidays. Let's go. That's going to be fun with the Rubens coming up after four. Bickers, what's up next?
Well, up next, it's your favourite segment.
Oh,
yeah, it's
back.
Your favourite thing.
Oh, it's back.
And I've got that's always got the issue.
I've got a fancy edition of it. Yeah.
I'll do it next. Carrie Bickmore and
Tommy Little. My favourite thing to talk about is food. And I particularly get fired up about food. And I'm not the only one. Our listeners love to get involved.
Tofu. It literally tastes like you're eating a rubber. Hard shelled tacos.
Oh, now this one's controversial. Yeah.
Black jelly beans. They ruin the packet.
Pawpaw.
Oh, yeah.
You think it's mango and it's bloody pawpaw.
It's a bit divisive, but Nutella can go and get flogged.
Okay, I don't know how you even made it into this phone conversation.
Yeah.
So that's your normal segment you do called Foods That Can Go and Get Flogged.
Yeah, Padae. See, when I get angry, I start saying my words. There's a particular type of food that is taking over that I want to target today.
Mm-hmm.
And it is fancy food. Buzzol. What food can go get flocked? The fancy edition. Okay, this started when, you know, I love a croissant, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's my favourite.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm feeling flat, mm-hmm. if I'm feeling like a croissant, I get a croissant.
It's just so weird. It would not ever be my go-to food.
Oh,
like,
my God.
Ever. It wouldn't even make it to the top 100.
Cheese and tomato. Chuck in a bit of ham if you want.
Right.
Oh, unbelievable.
Yeah, you're missing out.
Hey?
I'd go a scone over a croissant. Anyway.
You're an idiot.
I know.
Absolute idiot. My local bakery across the road, they told me tomatoes are out of season.
Are they?
And I said, well, I don't know, according to them.
Like, aren't tomatoes in line with oranges and oranges
it's
are in?
It's not the point.
Okay, sorry.
The point is they've replaced tomatoes.
Yeah, what have they replaced it with?
Kale.
Oh.
Yeah.
So instead of a tomato and cheese croissant, you're having a kale and cheese.
No, I'm not.
What are you having?
Cheese. You can bugger off with your lettuce. It tastes like it's been farted on. Thank you. But that is the tip of the iceberg. That is not, I'm talking fancier because, as you know, I was on a fantastic Pinot cruise the other day doing comedy with Husey. And I love, if I've had a few shardies under my belt and I need to pep up, an espresso martini, I'm pretty fond of.
Yes.
They had a smoked espresso martini.
Oh.
And I thought, well, don't mind if I do. And so I ordered
one. What are they smoking? Like, what bit are they smoking?
Well, it came out just in a glass case around it. So it's in the middle and that's full of smoke. Right? So then they unveil it in front of me. No, I was fun. I was like, this is a bit of theatre.
It's too much hype.
Okay, so you're already off it.
Yeah.
I was right on board at this point. I was right. I thought, well, this is a bit of theatre, a bit of fun. And as they kind of wafted it near my face, I leant into the glass bowl and I gave it a big whiff.
Oh.
Yep, made me choke.
Yeah.
Like a fire smoke. Yeah. I was like, white rabbit, white rabbit, white rabbit, right? And so I thought, oh, already this has gone a bit awry. And then I noticed a little added extra. They put like a smoking pipe with the espresso martini next to it. And so I went, that's fun. I picked up a pipe and I gave it a big, like a puff, right? And I went, because the pipe was not meant to be smoked. What they had in the pipe was three espresso coffee beans that you were meant to tip onto your espresso martini. I copped one straight in the back of the gullet.
Oh,
and so I've had this fancy drink, and I've inhaled and I better have a go of my pipe so I don't look like an idiot. And they go, and I said, does this happen to many people? And he said, sir, You're the first.
No, that's not true. That's what everybody would do with that.
Okay, so far your contribution to this story has been, are tomatoes out of season? That's not true.
Well, and I don't believe
no,
they are.
No, that's not true.
Okay, but what I don't like when they try and mix really good, like, so individually the food's amazing. When it's mixed together, it's not.
Okay.
So take, for example, pancakes. Mm-hmm. Amazing.
Amazing.
Right? I really like smoked salmon. Mm-hmm. Amazing. I love Philadelphia cream cheese. But if I go to a party and you give me a tiny, mini little pancake with a bit of frickin' Philadelphia and a tiny bit of salmon with a bit of dill on it that I know was made 17 hours ago and it's been sitting out in the fridge, I don't like it.
Yeah.
It can go get flogged.
And so then do you want me to behave how you just behaved in my story? No, I don't agree.
No, I said that your martini sounded ridiculous.
All right. Well, we argue off air. I'd love you to give us a call. 131060. What fancy foods can go and get flocked?
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Right across the country on 131060. We're doing this.
What food can go get flocked? The fancy edition.
Oh, yep. You know what's making me laugh so much today? Buzz, because Buzz stayed up to watch the Socceroos last night. You might as well not be here, mate.
I'm so
You've
tired.
Contributed absolutely
I am so
nothing.
Tired.
You just have a little nap over there.
All right.
The buttons will push
I'm gonna
themselves.
Go back. Yeah.
We are doing this because I had a smoked espresso martini, which
nearly
I
killed you.
Nearly killed me.
Inhale the bean.
They had a little prop next to it, which was a smoking pipe. So I thought I'll have a suck of that.
I'm awake.
Okay. I get that it can be taken a few ways. are you with us, Bickmore? Have I lost you? Have I lost you at nearly inhaled? Is that where I've lost you?
I laughed so much internally then that something always came out.
Are you in danger of going into labour?
No, I'm just in danger of farting on air. Oh, I'm already gassy at the moment with the baby in there. Oh.
Have you been eating apricots?
I can't. Don't remind me never to laugh internally again. I must laugh out loud.
Okay. So we're talking fancy foods that can go and get flocked. Mariana, talk to us.
Yes, hello.
Oh, g'day, Mariana.
Hi. I once had seafood foam, which is literally foam that tastes like seafood. From a really fancy restaurant in Hong Kong that cost a bomb.
And Carrie, do you have anything to say? Carrie, Marianne, I'm so sorry. We've lost Carrie. She can't. I don't think she can talk. Mariana, have you ever swallowed a bean?
Beg your pardon, sorry?
Nothing. Let's go to the next caller. Hayley, what fancy food can go and get flocked?
Anything that is deconstructed, like deconstructed hamburgers. They are just ridiculous.
What's a deconstructed hamburger?
When the whole thing is all over the plate, you've got both buns and a patty, but it's not on the burger, and then the lettuce is on the side. Your sauce is spread all over the plate like something stupid. It's just, you need a knife and a fork to eat a burger, and it's against the rules.
And so you feel like putting it together is part of the chef's job?
100%.
It's like when they serve you the coffee.
Yeah. Oh,
sorry, I'm back. They serve you the coffee.
You're back.
It's all separate, so you have to make it. It's like, mate, I couldn't tell that at home.
Yeah. I've had a deconstructed long black before, and I'm like,
what?
It's literally coffee. Like, it's coffee.
And then
like,
you pour in boiling water.
Coffee. Yeah. Yeah. So they just give you like an espresso shot, and then you pour in boiling water. You back?
I'm back.
Okay, your mascara is everywhere. No, sorry, I was talking to Buzz. Buzz's mascara is everywhere.
What about Emma? Emma, what fancy food can go get flocked?
Caviar. It tastes disgusting and it's overly expensive.
What is it?
I think it's fish eggs.
Yeah.
Is there different types of fish?
Oh.
No, I think it's one specific fish in the ocean that you take caviar eggs and eat it.
So salmon. Is it?
No, I don't know what fish it is, but...
Yeah. Tuna?
You're asking, everybody's told you they don't know. You could ask as many questions as you want.
Google it.
We don't know.
Yeah, sorry, Emma, my version of Google is I usually say it to a producer starts punching it into a computer.
Do you know, in the same vein as caviar, Emma, small little round balls is couscous. I hate couscous.
You ever choked on a couscous?
It is a waste of space. I'll take... Is it Israeli couscous? No, it's... Pearl?
Yeah.
The bigger ones. Yeah, I just don't like the small balls, that's all.
Caviar could be.
See you, Buzz. We're out.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
We're saying goodbye.
I know, someone we love.
I thought Kez was going. Producer Kez, you have been amazing. Well, our last producer was on maternity leave. It is your last day with us today.
Correct.
How? Nothing like knocking off on a Wednesday.
Yes, and how are you feeling about leaving us?
It's bittersweet.
Bittersweet.
I love how you didn't lie. What's the sweet bit?
I've been having two jobs and two kids, so to take one thing off the list is good.
Yeah,
but I do really love you guys and enjoy you. That's sad.
Well, we love you. You can focus on your side hustle and make your side hustle your main hustle now. You may as well give it a good plug.
Oh, okay. Fabulous. Claylife.com. That's Clay with a K.
Yeah, if you've seen those gorgeous, I'm going to call them chandeliers, but they're not. I know that's the wrong term to use, but what do you call them?
We are pendant lights.
Some
of them are chandeliers. We do table lamps, jewellery.
But they're gorgeous. And I said that to you and I didn't even know they were your business.
Thanks, Carrie.
I'll send you the bill for that.
any office goods for sale on your side?
No.
So no stationery or anything?
No.
That's weird.
I mean, you wouldn't put that with lights though. Why is that weird?
Well, it's just weird because I noticed Kez's bag today is full of stationery and stuff.
Mm.
So is
that the present you gave her? I saw you gave her flowers. Did you give her some pens and pencils?
No. I just assumed you were selling. I assumed you'd gone into wholesale. Because no one woman could need all of that.
Just four notebooks.
Kez.
Yes.
Have you used your last day to steal as much stuff as you can?
No.
I'm going to ask you one more time, this time with a bit of tension music, buzz. Kez, have you used your last day to steal all the stuff you can?
What happened was when I was packing up my desk, there were four notebooks on the desk.
Mm.
I looked at them and I thought I could put them to use.
What about the stapler and the hole punch and the...
Whose phone is that?
That's my phone.
Okay. Work phone or your phone?
My phone.
Whose laptop is that?
It won't be coming with me. It belongs to the company.
But you got to take stuff on your last day. That's like a rite of passage. I remember my last job. I took reams of paper.
Did you?
Yeah. I just took lots of reams of paper from under the printer because I always need paper. I've never got it and I can't be bothered going to the shop. I was like, they're not going to miss it. They have hundreds of them out the back.
Reams of paper. You know how to live, don't you?
Do you know my friend once took a colleague on her last day?
Whereabouts? I thought you meant in the stationery cupboard.
So she was quitting. It was her last day. Yeah. And they did the goodbye and everything. And then the girl she worked with realized how much she hated her job. And at my friend's farewell, she was like, I'm out of here too. They both left together. Yeah.
That's great. Yeah. I was picturing just like Sandra walking out and just going, hey, Tony from finance, I've had the horn for you for a while. You're coming with me. Let's go.
It's like that scene out of Jerry Maguire. Remember when is it Terry that packs up and leaves and then sees who follows him? And in the end, it's the blonde girl.
I haven't seen it. So the only thing I know is show me the money.
Boring conversation.
Then I think he slides in his jocks and his socks.
No, that's risky business.
Okay. Yeah. Same actor at least.
Yeah.
Not bad then. I want to know this. Last day antics. What have you stolen? What'd you do?
Yep.
I don't care if you got away with it or you didn't.
Yep.
Just give us a call and get involved.
13 1060. Last day antics. What did you steal? What did you do? Give us a call.
Should I do it again but slower?
No. Go. Carrie Bickmore and
Tommy Little. We've got to say goodbye to our
gorgeous producer, Kez.
Kez.
Welcome back. We're going to welcome back Sonda, who's was here and she's gone on maternity leave. So we're excited to have Sonda back, but we are sad to say goodbye to Kez. We'd like to have both of you. But we can't.
Sure.
Yeah. You don't want that. Nah. You want to go home to your little kiddly winks.
You went out in style, though. You've taken a fair bit of stuff from the office, which I'm a big fan of. Just a bit of thievery.
We've asked people, what did you steal on your last day? What did you take with you?
What did you get up to?
It's yours.
Who did you have a crack at? You know, Angela from Townsville. What did you do? Last day antics.
I stole a computer monitor. My manager and I got a day's notice that we had to close the store and finish up. So we're like, stuff this, we're taking this with us then.
It sounds like this is from the days when the computer monitor was quite a heavy thing to carry out as well.
No, it was one of those flat screen ones. It was quite nice. Awesome. So, yeah.
Was there any recourse? Did anyone call up afterwards or no one did?
Nah, the whole company shut down. Like, they didn't care about anything. So.
Does it make you wish you took
more? Yeah, I was just thinking that.
A little bit, yeah. Like... kind of wish I'd have taken a bit more, but, you know, computer's still a good thing.
When you get a week or two's notice, you can slowly take.
Yes.
It's the day's notice that Angela got. It's like, quick, what am I going to take?
Yeah, it's a fire sale. Yes. Smash and grab everything.
Yes, exactly.
I'm not sure I meant to say this, but good on you, Ange. That's great. Let's go to Michaela. Michaela, what did you steal?
I actually used to work at a movie cinemas up here in North Queensland, and I actually stole about 100 popcorn boxes so I could make popcorn at home and have it look like it was from the movies.
That's fun.
Can you buy popcorn boxes?
You can buy them on their own. They will probably charge you like 20 or 30 cents, but I
you can't buy them at Coles or Woolies or anything, can you?
No, but you can buy them off,
not the branded ones. I wanted the pretty one.
Taylor's got an underground business going now.
Yeah. Sell them on the dark web.
Oh,
love it.
Fun. What about Michelle? Michelle, what did you take on your last day?
An electric frying pan.
That's fun. Was it just kicking around the kitchen?
One. They were sitting in the cupboard. No one used it, and I needed one.
Funnily enough, we've got one in our cupboard right now. Yeah. Kez, you can take that with you anyway. That's what I made my crumb sausages with.
Dang.
What about Jasmine? Jasmine, what did you take on your way out? I like the sound of
this one. Hey, guys. It was my last day of work. I was going on maternity leave, so I thought I'm going to need a coffee machine. So I stole a coffee machine.
like a big coffee machine?
A domestic one for home. So, decent size.
I was picturing, because you know that one we've got sitting outside here that's like the size of a Coke vending machine?
Not the one where you can get like a hot chocolate.
Yeah, and it goes brrrr.
It had the steamer and all so I could froth milk. Yeah, perfect.
Fun.
That's what you need when you have a newborn.
Maxie, let's finish with you, mate. What did you take on your last day?
I was working at KFC. I was working there for 3 years. I had enough of it. So I took a big bucket of chicken.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Oh, what a treat, Bickers.
I don't think I've ever felt more uncomfortable. We're in our new cupboard. We've moved to a new cupboard. We're having our first performance in our new cupboard. So we're just getting used to our new space. Remember there's a lot of us in the room and I'm practically sitting on your lap.
You are. Remember when you pitched that idea when we first started the show, let's all chuck our keys in a bowl? This is the closest we've got to that.
I'm liking the people we're going to chuck the keys in with, though.
Look, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the brand new cupboard, the Rubens.
Hello.
Thanks
for having us.
So we've got Sam, Elliot, and Geneva.
Geneva's stepped in for a sweet feature spot. Boys, did you just decide that the rest of the band, it was impossible to fit them in here?
Well, some of them are quite big, especially Scotty. I don't know if you've seen our drummer, Scotty. He wouldn't fit in here. He's too much.
Yeah, he doesn't fit in any room.
Or a drum kit probably wouldn't fit in here.
That's true.
Is it a big... Is it just a height thing or is it a diet issue? Is there something we need to address?
No, he's short. He's just really wide.
Yeah. A chode of a person.
In a good way, a chode of a person with big muscles. He's very happy with how he looks. Let me just say that.
All right, so we've got lots to chat about. But first of all, you're going to play for the first time. You're going to perform on a radio your new song, Never Ever. This is very exciting because you're about to perform with Pink as she tours around the country doing 150 shows or whatever she does.
Yeah, it's going to be a long, long tour. It's going to be great, though.
It is. It is. So we're going to talk all about that. But for now,
we're going to get stuck straight in.
Get stuck straight into it. Are you guys ready to go? Ready to kick it off?
Yeah, all right.
What?
Fine.
What?
No, let's do it.
We can chat more. Hey, whatever you want.
Let's do it.
I never ever meant to catch you in a lie. With my phone turned off, it makes no sound, but you said you needed space.
Cause your phone's turned off, I come around, as I just need to say.
I swear I never ever, but that's just what you do when you love somebody, love someone. I can try to make it better, but that's just how it is when you hurt somebody, love someone.
But I like you better from afar.
I think we're better off apart. Only say that with my brother in your bed. You think you're clever?
Would it be better loving someone else instead?
with my phone turned off, it makes no sound, but I still hear your voice.
Cause you're so turned off, I come around, cause you're leaving me no choice.
I swear never ever, but that's just what you do when you love somebody, love someone. I can try to make it better, but that's just how it is when you hurt somebody, love someone.
I like you better, I'm feeling better already. You do better to forgive me. Oh,
I like you better.
Now it don't bother me any. Now it don't bother me any.
I swear never ever, but that's just what you do when you love somebody, love someone. I can
try to make it better, but that's just how it is when you hurt somebody, love someone. I swear I never ever, but that's just what you do when you love somebody, love someone. I can try to make it better, but that's just how it is when you hurt somebody, love someone. I swear I never ever, but that's just what you do when you love somebody, love someone. I can try to make it better, but that's just how it is when you hurt somebody, love someone.
I think you broke my heart.
Woo! Live from the Carrie and Tommy cupboard, that is the Rubens' new one, Never Ever, off their new album, Lola Roo. Oh, that is out this Friday.
What Rubens. A song.
And Geneva, let's not forget Geneva.
Absolutely. Oh,
how does it feel? Because, I mean, it's obviously our first time hearing it in the cupboard, but for you guys, that's your first time performing it live on radio. How was your first time?
Scary as.
That was terrifying.
I challenge any listeners to go ahead and work out what lyrics I screwed up.
Man, yeah.
I love the lyrics.
I think I repeated one, but I kind of liked it as it was, so it's fine.
Don't tell us the mistakes. We thought that was meant to be.
No, you didn't even hear it.
No, well, I saw your face go, oh!
Yeah. It was a dead giveaway.
Yeah, you looked at me and you mouthed the words, I effed it. And I was like, and I tried to mouth back, bro, I couldn't tell.
And then I gave you the thumbs up. Yeah, I was like, but it's okay.
You guys did all that. That's great.
You know who I think wouldn't mind you stuffing up, and that's Pink. I think she'd love a bit of a stuff up. What did it feel like getting the call to say you guys were going to be supporting it?
It was really cool because also, like, we heard that she'd looked up and seen, like, or she was shown one of our music videos, and then she was like, oh, I like I'm into it. We're going to go with them. And hearing that, like, she's actually gone to the effort of choosing her support act makes it even nicer, I guess. Because you never know with huge artists like that. So,
but would you have ever known growing up, was it Menangle? Is that where you grew up in
Menangle,
New South Wales?
Yeah.
1,100 people in your town that one day this is what you'd be doing. That's crazy.
It is ridiculous. If someone told us that, I would have slapped them in the face, I think. It still seems stupid. Yeah.
I always lose money in Menangle.
The trots are big there, yeah.
Whenever there's nothing else to bet on, I'm like, I'll have a crack at Menangle. And it never goes well.
Sorry, dude.
Yeah, that's fine.
This is the second time we've had people in here recently who've grown up in a small town. I wonder if there's something in that. There's nothing else to do. So you make great music.
Well, we tried. I mean, there's stuff to do. You can throw rocks at trains and stuff.
Of course. Sorry.
But other than that, yeah, I guess the only thing that I will say and I think is good is that we weren't super influenced by, we weren't like a, you know, 14-year-old kids growing up in the city going to gigs and being really super cool. We didn't have much exposure to that world. So we were kind of uninfluenced when we first started. And I think that kind of helps.
That means you've got such an original sound.
Well, try at least. Yeah. Maybe.
You're good looking units. on the Pink tour, like I think of a lot of daughters with their mums on the Pink tour. Do you reckon you'll be like
the
like
eye candy for the
cougar
mums.
Bait?
I think Scotty will be. We're going back to our drummer, Scotty, the big guy that doesn't fit in the room. He will be.
Has he got a dad bod?
Jeez, that's a
no. He's got a footy player's bod. He's ripped.
That's a big bit of cougar bait. That's a cougar meal.
I loved hearing today Sarah, who sings Never Ever. Who Geneva, you've come in today, but who sings it with you? That you discovered when you first met Sarah. Is it true that she'd heard about you guys when she was in Year 10 or something at school?
I think so. She said that. She said that. I think her and her music teacher maybe were like, or maybe even her music teacher introduced her to us, and she was a fan back then.
So how did she get to you?
Well, she became super famous, and then her management contacted us, basically. Like,
wow.
She's huge. She's like a massive songwriter in LA. And we just got hit up by, you know, management to management saying, hey, there's this girl in LA doing this. Do you guys want to do a session with her? And we're like, yeah, sure. We're making an album right now, but maybe when we're done. And so when we finished
making it. Sorry, not right now.
Well, we were. We were in the middle of making it. So we were like, oh, it's not going to affect our album. We'll do it when we're finished. And then we actually wrote the song. We're like, oh, man, we've got to put this on the album we were talking about. So we kind of slowed up the whole process and then re-recorded that song and put it on the album.
And did she come into the dungeon where you recorded your album? Was it a dungeon?
It's a bunker.
It's a bunker.
It's not underground.
Bunker doesn't sound as seedy as dungeon.
Yeah,
does
dungeon
it?
Doesn't sound very good at all. As much, this is more romantic, this place. Yeah.
Bunker.
She never came there, no. We recorded in a different studio in Sydney, but yeah.
Sammy, I read an interview with you recently from March where you were talking about crowd surfing.
Yeah.
And the accidental gropes that you're prepared to cop while crowd surfing.
That's why I just do it on my back now.
Right, you've copped enough of the front crop.
Well, actually, it's no one's fault. They're blindly trying to hold me up. It's my fault for jumping onto these people's hands frontwards. And so
but you've got to live, right?
Well, yeah, it's fun, but we realized after that it's actually easier just to do it on a blow-up boat or a blow-up pool. So we just started having like inflatable boats at every show, and I would just jump in like an inflatable boat and like just go out on the crowd in that.
You know what they need? Fun. A flamingo.
A flamingo.
Oh my god! We've
they're
got
hard
a giant
to stay on.
We
they're no. Nah, then I've tried something like
that
before.
Like a big one. This fits
you
like
fall straight
people.
Off. You need something you can sit in, not on.
No,
that's
this one.
Oh,
you haven't
is
seen
a
ours.
Giant one.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, fine.
It like is enormous. We had to get it from Michigan. No, Portland.
You bought it from Portland. You imported okay.
It fits like how many people?
It's full of cocaine.
Anyway,
I'm there.
You'd love it.
The Rubens, Geneva. Thank you guys so much for coming in.
Thank you.
In our cupboard. Good luck with it, too.
Thank you.
Yeah.
There we go. The Rubens live from the Carrie and Tommy cupboard. Their new album, Lola Roo, that is out on Friday, featuring that amazing song, Never Ever.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Hi, Husey and Kate.
Apparently, it's breast.
Show for Carrie.
It's Breast Appreciation Day in the Carrie Bickmore world. Is that right?
Well, I'm just telling Katie her boobs look good.
Thank you, my
what
love.
You need to hear it from a fellow.
We put a video on Instagram yesterday, actually, and it was a story about my son, but the comments were all about your boobs, Kate. So.
What do you mean?
Appropriate.
What was
this? The vision was just you, just and then it was just, I don't know.
Well, in with your son.
You're really...
But that's fine. That's just your son and Katie's girls. That's fine,
no, he wasn't there, but she often does talk about him. But anyway, that's...
I miss him.
Well, yes, anyway. He might be in the car listening right now. Hey, Raf.
Hey, Raf.
Do you know, speaking of missing, who's looking forward to seeing you, Husey? I'm taking my mum to the Logies with me on Sunday.
Oh,
very much looking forward to seeing you.
Beautiful woman. Yes. She's beautiful. No doubt
yes.
about
fan.
It.
Yes.
Big fan.
She has absolutely stood the test of time. That's...
Can she stand the test of Husey is the question.
How'd the dress picking out going?
Oh, yeah, because she sent me some pics and she was like, which one do I wear? And I told her the one to wear. It was so funny. You know when you're a woman and you send another woman what you want, you know, which dress should I wear? But you know in your head which one you want. And so when they say the other one, you go, no, I really think that. I was like, why the hell did you tell me in the first place? Give me the option.
All right, here's a bit of life wisdom for you, Carrie Cookmore.
Yep.
All right, so if you ever want to make a decision, you need to make a decision about something and you don't know, you've got two choices.
Yep.
This is what you do.
Okay.
You throw a coin up in the air, and when the coin is in the air, you will know what side you want the coin to come down on.
That is interesting.
That is
isn't
exactly
that amazing?
What my mum told me growing up.
I don't understand. So do you throw the dresses in the air?
No, well, a similar sort. No, Carrie, my darling.
My mum didn't
but
say.
But isn't just flipping a coin?
No, but you'll know which you hope. Which one you hope.
So you make one side A and one side B.
You'll hope it's heads. You'll hope it's heads because you want. You really wanted heads.
Okay.
That's right. When you decide to live by the decision of the coin, you'll actually realise what it is.
But what if it comes up? What if it comes up? You hoped it was heads, but it lands tails. You still got to go with heads, do you?
No, you go with your gut.
Yes, thank you, Tommy.
Because my mum would say, she wouldn't say you'd know in the air, but she says when it lands, you'll know either way. Mm. Because either you'll be happy or you'll feel sick to your stomach.
And then you know what you need to do.
The saying,
I love your
wise
mother, Tommy
women.
Little.
But you know what I love? My wise saying when I throw a coin up for my children, you know what I say? Tails never fails. And it's just a really great saying. So just go live by that.
Why? But it does. And so not even accurate.
And so when someone's picking out a dress, you just tell them,
Tails never fails.
The wise words of Dee.
What inspiring words.
You've had a long day today,
he has.
I was watching you this morning on TV and now.
Yes, that's right.
Oh, well, you have a long day. You'll be on TV in another bloody few hours, won't you?
Yeah, because no, you're travelling really well. Do you know what, though? You know, I know you're not wrapped with your morning sickness, which I've got a lot of empathy for because I had it something shocking four times.
Yeah.
Because I was working with you during that period and you were so happy all the time.
I was happy when I wasn't vomiting.
Yeah, right.
It didn't make, but you were quite sunny.
No, I think Kate might be on some.
You don't see it when the songs are on.
I think I'm a real grump.
I think Kate's on drugs, though. Are you on drugs, Kate, or what's going on with you?
No, why? Why do you think that?
I don't know. Tommy, are you on drugs?
Oh,
yes,
he is.
No, I
mean...
Let's get out of here.
I've just got to say, your skin has never looked better.
Oh.
You've got the pregnancy skin. You've got it.
Well,
you've got it.
It was a bit dry around the edges. So
no. It's hard to appreciate it when you're living in the body with the parasite. Yeah. But look from the outside, looking in. Looking from,
looks
I mean,
great.
You look
one of my friends that's in hair and makeup said to me yesterday, "Are you gonna what sorts of things are you gonna do before the Logies?" I said, "What do you mean?" She goes, "Well, normally by now you've done quite a lot of maintenance, skinny, you
panel
beaters,
the panel
beaters." I was like, "God, I really must look terrible if that's a recommendation."
Just wear a muumuu, I reckon. Just wear a muumuu to it. And slippers.
All right, her in the
eye. We gotta get out of here
and get wheeled in.
Using cater up next. Catch you tomorrow.
Boom, 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 boom. Oh. Whether that was the best podcast you've ever heard is a matter of opinion. But one thing we're sure of, if you want a car ready for life's great adventures, get the Toyota RAV4. Toyota means business. Now on. Search Toyota Value for more. Boom, 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 boom. Oh.